I don't think you're growing unless you're helping people and growing yourself, and you're growing like a community where people can feel comfortable, people can feel taken care of, and people can feel, you know, for lack of a better term, people can feel loved.
This is Growth in Dentistry, a dental intelligence podcast where we ask the question, what does growth in dentistry look like to you? I'm Katie Polson, a dental hygienist and your host. Welcome to Growth in Dentistry. I'm Katie, your host, Katie Polson, and we are excited to be continuing our conversation on your next hire being automation and systems in your practice. Before we get started, I wanted to just remind you all lovely people to rate and review the podcast. I read every one of them. Thank you to my family for listening. The only listeners out there. Just kidding. I don't even think they listen to this dental podcast. But I'm glad. I'm so glad that we could be here. I'm glad that I could be here with my new friend, Tyler Brown. He is one of the lovely people that we got to when we acquired Medento, we get to work with now, and it really is a great thing. So I'm going to introduce him, Tyler Brown. Well, actually, you're going to introduce yourself today. That's how we're going to run this. We're doing good.
I'm up for it.
Welcome. Yep. Go
Happy
for it.
Happy to be here. Long time listener, first time caller. I try to catch the podcast every week, so I'm excited to be on here this week, and I can go home and do my favorite thing and listen to myself talk. I say go home, but I work from home, so I'm always here. So I'm Tyler. I am the Director of Patient Engagement Enablement for Dental Intelligence. It's a fancy way of saying that I make sure we're all on the same page on our patient engagement softwares, and specifically Medento, if I don't have a stroke here. So I make sure that the entire company is knowledgeable on the logic behind Medento and how it works and how it flows with your practice. So that way we're giving the right information to everybody, and everybody has the right standard set and expectations that we can meet for them and hopefully exceed.
Yeah. And also he's our subject matter expert on Medento. Like, he really is. If you have a question about Medento, go to
Advocated.
Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah, I've advocated for a shorter title, like Mr. Modento or something like that. Yeah. But the Director of Engagement Enablement seems to be what has stuck.
That's really great.
Pre-acquisition, I ran our support division for Modento. So I was the director, whatever you want to call it, of support. We didn't have titles until we started getting acquired. So I was just in charge of support. I've been with Medento since not the very beginning, but the beginning of us taking off at the start of COVID. I think I was like the fourth or fifth paid employee, something like that. Mm-hmm. Not sure. It was pretty close. There was a lot of us that were hired really close together there. But so I've seen it grow from just texting our patients and sending out some basic forms to the giant that it is today.
Yeah. So. And it really is. It really, as far as, I mean, and when we're talking about like hiring systems and automations in this major problem that we're having with the great staffing resignation and trying to like just mm-hmm. work smarter and not harder, Medento really has figured out the front office team automation, like down to a T. And so I just, and obviously we're Dental Intel, Modento's part of Dental Intel, but just before we even get started down Modento's route, what does, For those people that don't know what patient engagement software is, can you explain that? Like, what is that? What does it mean?
So, yeah. If you've ever been to the doctor, to the dentist, or heck, sometimes even to get your oil changed, you'll have text messages or emails that'll come to you and say, "Hey, you have an appointment with so-and-so coming up on this date at this time. Please respond with yes," or whatever logic they have to confirm the appointment. And then they'll send you like follow-ups through that number and everything else to remind you that the appointment's coming. And specifically for dentistry and specifically with Medento, we do that. We confirm the appointment. We can send forms that are required for the appointment so that our patients can fill out forms prior to showing up, get that done, make the check-in process way easier. And it's all touchless, so they can do it on their own device. They can do it on their computer at home. They can do it on a kiosk in the office if you still want them to be doing it in front of you to make sure you're getting the right information. But it's all done through a web browser, an app on a device. And, we can go all the way through that whole process from the start scheduling the appointment to checking it in and getting the patients in their seats.
Yeah, that's great. So that leads me to my first question for you, which I really want people to kind of understand how a patient engagement software can automate their front desk, like their front. Well, I know when people say it's not a desk, they're not front, they're not desks, their front office team staff. And that's another word people hate. I'm sorry, people, I'm offending everyone, but the people that work in your front, your receptionists, your treatment coordinators, your office manager, how can software act like another employee?
So we like to say, just because we love people and we love the people we work with, we like to say that we don't replace your employees, but we make their lives 10 times easier. So we can take an office where you have a front desk staff or whatever they prefer to be called, where they're very busy calling patients to confirm appointments, calling patients to schedule appointments, calling patients to make sure that they know they have an appointment coming up today. They're getting forms prepared. They're printing out forms for the entire day, getting those on clipboards, getting stuff ready for patients all day long. They've got all these things that they're expected to do, as well as calling for follow-ups or calling to verify insurance or calling to order lunch, anything that you can possibly think of that you would ask like a front desk person to do. We can take that off of their plate and we can do 90% of it. So we can load our patients. So with Medento specifically, you want me to jump right into it?
Yeah, go for it.
The little thing. So with Medento specifically, we can take your patients from your PMS and load them into our dashboard. And from there, we can set up automated communication. So we have a save the date that goes out as soon as within about 10 or so minutes after the appointment is scheduled. You can turn that on. And the patient gets the reminder. They have a link to put the calendar event on their phone or whatever device they're using. You can set up confirmation messages that go out and ask the patient to confirm. If they confirm, then we don't ask them anymore. But if they don't confirm, we bug them until they do. So you know whether your patient's coming or not. You don't have to have your front desk people calling to make that call and say, hey, are you coming? Can you tell me, are you coming or not? Mm-hmm. Then we also set up reminders that will just generic reminders that will text the patient or email the patient and say, hey, your appointment's coming up. And our big key factor is our forms. Our forms are all automated as well. We can attach those to the save the date or the reminder messages to have those go out. And you can choose whether you want your patients to fill out the majority of their forms right when they get their appointment scheduled. So that way it's done, over with. They don't have to do anything else but show up for the appointment. You can schedule right now, a big deal and during the times of COVID has been the COVID screening form that we have that doctor's offices are not doctors, but dentist offices will send that out with the check-in request that we also do. You can schedule a check-in request right before the appointment starts. So that way patients will get that request. They can follow the link when they're in the parking lot, say, hey, I'm here. I'm in my car. The office will see that come into their Medento dashboard. They can text back and say, you know, get your mask on, come on in. But we can also attach to that message any forms that you want them to fill out at the start of the appointment, like if there's a treatment consent you want to go out, or any of your like extraction consents or anything like that. But the big deal, like I said, has been the COVID form. We attach that right to that message, and we recommend doing that so you get the most up-to-date information. Do you have a fever right now? Do you have a cough right now? If you are sending those forms out to your patients far in advance, that they might get their forms a week ahead and say, I know, but don't have a cough today, don't have a fever today. Within the day of their appointment, they show up with red eyes and hot head and just sneezing everywhere. And you're like, well, okay, great. Mm-hmm. And you know, offices that don't have any kind of engagement software, your patients will show up anyways. And for the paper forms, you go to hand them to them and then they just look like a walking germ. And you're like, well, okay, let's send you back to your car.
Right.
So we take all of those steps that go into the day-to-day of the front office person or individual in an office, and we take that over for you. So you can trust us to be in the driver's seat, drive all of that automated communication, make sure we're confirming your appointments, sending your forms out, collecting them. And you can see right on the patient on the dashboard, did they fill their forms out? Yes or no. You can click the button to send the forms to them manually. And we try to do the best that we can to make sure that you're covered without having to run ragged and get all burnout doing it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I specifically, as far as like a lot of people have someone in their office, especially when they have multiple dentists in their practice, when they're big enough, they have someone dedicated to their practice, then they spend quite a bit of time just calling and confirming these appointments and also trying to get these forms filled out and insurance verified before they come in and trying to just get them to like get their forms filled out. And so just being able to do that automatically, just it again, not replacing someone, but giving them the time to do other things, right? So maybe, you know, maybe you are, don't need that extra person just to call and confirm you're automating it. And the, and as far as from like a clinical standpoint, I love being able to be like, oh gosh, you guys like text me like four times to confirm this appointment. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. We just have this system that does it, you know, and then I can blame it on the system and not be exactly. like, and then not be like, actually, we really want you to confirm your appointment and we're going to bug you. We can just blame somebody else, which I really like about patient engagement software.
Yeah, we don't mind being a scapegoat. We'll do it any day of the
week. Yeah. Talk a little bit about the other thing that I think that's really powerful is treatment plans. And talk about what that looks like and getting people, talk about your treatment plans, because it really does set Medento apart. And it's another one of those things that can help a treatment coordinator a lot, especially if you have a new one that's like you're having to hire new treatment coordinators. Talk a little bit about that.
Right. So with treatment plans, you build your treatment plan in your PMS, Open Dental, Dentrix, Eaglesoft. Those are the big three that we coordinate with. But when you're making your treatment plan, usually you have to print out the treatment, present it to the patient. They have to read it. They take it home, agree with what they're going to do. They come back to the next time for their appointment with the treatment signed or like agreed to and give it back to you to start treatment at that appointment. But with our treatment plans, we can, with Open Dental especially, we can pull the treatment plan in to Modento automatically, or we have some other ways that we can do it with Dentrix and Eaglesoft as well, but we can present the treatment plan to the patient within Modento, and you can have a kiosk in your office or you can send it right to their device. If you have an iPad or a tablet in the office, you send it to that and you can hand it to them in the seat. Like, let's say you have a patient that comes in and you think they're going to be coming in, you notice a huge cavity, you're like, oh man, you start to drill it up. All of a sudden this becomes an extraction. You can change the treatment right on the PMS right then, pull it in fresh. We sync right then with the, when you change treatment, hand them the iPad where they can agree to the treatment. They can agree to a payment plan. They can see exactly what's presented to them. Agree right there. It comes into the inbox there. You have that document. It flows right into their chart that they've agreed to the treatment. You can start treatment right then. You can hand them the iPad. They can sign it in the chair. And then you can immediately start treatment, knowing that you're covered, that they've agreed to it, and it's ready to roll.
Yeah. And sometimes, at least I know in our office, the treatment where the treatment coordinator sits, and a lot of times there's kind of like a bottleneck because she's getting people, he or she is getting people from hygiene, like all the hygiene patients getting their stuff, and the dentist is getting their stuff. And so like doing their treatment. And so that person's really busy. And so if you can automate that a little bit, being able to like present that treatment specifically in the chair, especially for like small things, but also I love that you can fully customize the treatment plan. So talk a little bit about that. Yeah.
So the treatment plan we pull in from the PMS, or you can paste in from the PMS if you want to as well. But once it's in Modento, it becomes a living document that you can like hide your code columns. If you don't want your patients to see the code columns, you can adjust any like prices right there. If you're not pulling the right insurance stuff, or if you're not updating your system, but you know that you want them to pay a certain amount, you can update all of that on the treatment plan within Modento before you send it to the device or to the kiosk or wherever you're going to send it. And you can add notes in there. You can type a recipe in there for all we can. You can add whatever you want to the treatment plan within the treatment planning window before you send that to the patient. It's kind of a game changer because it lets you really customize the way it looks rather than, you know, you have the standard set that you get from your PMS when you present the treatment plan that way. You can't change the way it looks there, but you can customize where, if you want some text before what we are presenting, if you want some text after, you can pull and change the pricing. Like I said, it all just becomes very customizable as it's a living document. So you can make it say whatever you want to.
Yeah. And make it, you know, you speak to the patient, you know, and most of us don't, when we tell a patient that they have a cavity, we don't say you have, you know, we need a resin on number 3 MOD. Yeah. Like that language is on the treatment plan. And then they get home like, what the heck is that? Yeah. So for sure. I love that you can customize that. It's actually one of my favorite features of Modento. And the last thing that I kind of wanted for you to focus on was voicemail drops, because I think this is another huge thing that will help automate and feel like an extra employee. So
Oh, it will. And, so a lot of times offices are spending, like we were talking about earlier, offices spend a ton of time calling patients just to follow up, to schedule, to any of that. So what we have is we have a system that we are calling voicemail drops, and you can pre-record generic messages. Like say, hey, I'm Dr. Brown, and I just wanted to follow up with you today. I know you had this, or you had a extraction that happened today, and I want to make sure that you're flushing that out and not drinking through straws, like whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. You can make it sound as personal as possible while also keeping it generic and load it in there. And then at the end of the day or beginning of the day or whenever you want to send these out, you can schedule them to go out. You can bulk select everybody who had an extraction that day and send them your extraction voicemail. Or you can bulk select anybody who had like a cleaning and say, hey, great to see you today. Don't forget to review us. You know, if you really want to, like we have automated reviews as well, but if you want to drive that home, you can send out a voicemail that way, schedule that to go out at the end of the day. And then once it goes out, the patient's phone may ring for a split second, depending on the carrier, but it won't be long enough for them to pick up. And it should just go straight into their voicemail then and leave that voicemail. It'll have your office phone number. It'll look like it's coming from you. And then they can pull that up and they hear your voice talking to them. And it's a really personal feature that you can use. A lot of offices think it's a game changer because you don't have to call and follow up with every single patient. You don't have to call and leave a voicemail on their phone live or in person. You know, you can just schedule this to go out. It goes to their phone. They get it. And they're like, oh man, my doctor really cares about me, because you do, you care about your patients, but you just don't have time to do that individually for every patient you see when you're running a high volume practice. So scheduling voicemail drops, you get that in. Everybody knows, man, they really care about how I'm feeling. They care about the procedure that happened today. They care about my well-being as a person. And this is the best dentist I've ever been to, you know? So they're right. Recommending you to their friends.
Yeah, it really does.
It can change a lot in the whole practice and the way that you're presenting yourself.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite features. And as you were talking, I just was reminded of marketing. Like Medenta really mm-hmm. helps you automate marketing so that you don't feel like you need to have your treatment coordinator or your office manager be a marketing person as well, or even hire a marketing person. Yeah. Talk to me a little about how Medenta can help with marketing.
So from a marketing standpoint, we have formatted emails that we can send out, and you can bulk send those to all your patients. So let's say you're running a special on, like you're doing Invisalign, like an evaluation for that, or you're running a special on a certain type of treatment that time, or like if you're a dentist who does Botox, if you want to do a Botox special or anything like that, you can set up a formatted email template. You can bulk select as many patients as you want it to go to and send it out. We have a limit of 15,000 per hour on formatted email. So you should be able to hit a lot of patients with one email blast and send that out. And then they get the message to them and can see your campaign or whatever you're marketing at that time. And you can also use your voicemail drops to do the same thing. You can say, hey, we're having a special this week for Valentine's Day. If you come into the office and mention the answer to this trivia question, you can win a Sonicare toothbrush, or you can win a whole pack of Logo Floss, whatever you want to do just to like bump your numbers and get people to come in and schedule, because they're coming in to pick up their Sonicare toothbrush. They'll be like, oh man, I really do need a cleaning too. And they can schedule their appointment, whatever. But you can schedule that to go out to those patients, and you don't have to do anything from there. You just create the template or create the voicemail, send it out, and sit back and wait for the results. So it's a really key tool in marketing your practice that we can provide that with our formatted emails and our voicemail drops.
Yeah. The other thing that you have is and it's just a new thing that we've created, social posts as well. That formatted social posts. So if you've got, if you're like most people, you don't really want to be posting. It's like recreating your own social media posts. And
you want to hire a social media marketer. Like,
yeah, that's, I did that for a long time before I came over. Yeah. And it's,
you want that, or you don't want Betty, your office manager, to be doing that for you. You can we have a whole content library within your settings and Medenta dashboard that has social media templates that you can post straight to Facebook and like tweak it for your practice, but it's there for you to use as well.
Yeah. So really great stuff. Well, we've been gushing about Medenta, but patient engagement software really just in general, we would love for you to use Medenta, but if you don't, just from a pain point right now with staffing, this is one of those things that would really help if you feel like you're struggling in this area. So I wanted to ask you how, can you give an example that maybe you've seen personally of a practice, how they've been able to achieve like really feeling like automated with a practice?
Yeah. My dogs, I think, want to give an example.
It's okay. It's all right. Nobody cares about that. Yeah. Right, you're fine.
Nobody cares about dogs. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody loves
Everybody. Everybody's so happy to hear them.
That's right. I'm sorry. I got very distracted.
You're good. You're good. It's live, people. Live on Saturday night.
That's right.
No, exactly. No, I was just wondering if you had an example of a practice that you could share that maybe they were really struggling with automating their systems before and after.
So I'll leave out names and stuff, obviously, for anonymity, but we service a few thousand practices, and really we get told every time in onboarding, almost every single onboard we go through, we get told like what a game changer this is going to be in terms of like from the marketing standpoint, from treatment planning, from sending out automated messages, confirmations, the amount of work that gets taken off the shoulders of the front desks. We get told almost every single time how awesome it is and how much they're looking forward to going live with Modenta so they can have that kind of flow off their shoulders and come onto ours. And we are gladly there to take that weight. But specifically, we've had several offices that have really been able to strive, especially during COVID, using Modenta specifically. And one that comes to mind is we service a practice in Manhattan that it's just the doctor. She was having somebody come in a couple times a week to try to help her do some things, but she was coming in early, staying late. She's going in between procedures, trying to get in contact with patients. Like she's a small boutique practice where people aren't, she doesn't have a lot of patients that she's servicing at every given time, but it's enough that it's taking time out of her day to make sure that they're coming in and making sure that they've got their forms filled out. They've got everything they need. And she saw Modenta. We got her started on Modenta, and I spent a lot of time just talking to her and working through some things and getting everything set up. And at the end of it, she's like, this is my dream come true. It's like, I can sit back, I can do the work and let Modenta take care of everything else. And I know that the patients are going to show up because we're bugging them to show up. I can see that in the dashboard. I can see their messages coming back in between procedures. I can whip up my phone and get on the Modenta Go app, just chat back with them really quick and say, great, see you in just a few. And she let us take that brunt for her. And now she's free to do the procedure. She can fit more patients in her day. She can spend the time doing other things that she needs to do to keep the practice alive, like preparing for her taxes, you know, the business end of it that we're not taking care of. She can focus on that. And she went from really needing to look for like full-time help to just being able to sit back and let Modenta take the wheel and just focus on the things that needed taken care of that she was kind of neglecting. So
yeah,
that was one that I was really like, wow, this is,
that it's was a one really of the first powerful times story.
Yeah. It's earlier on in my career with Modenta. And I remember it was one of the first times, like I believe in Modenta from the start. I've loved Modenta from the start. I love our culture, love our people. But that was one of the first times I sat and thought, wow, this is really changing the way that people are working and really coming in as like a powerhouse in the practice to help these people actually focus on what's important. And that's getting people in a seat to help them fix their smile, make them more confident, and really like make an impact on the community that they're serving.
Yeah, it makes it feel, I mean, obviously, we're serving a population that really does help change lives, but it really does feel great to know that a software can help the people that help change lives. Yeah. Right. It really does.
Saying they're getting a text into this. You don't think like, wow, this is really helping them. You think, oh man, I got another text message. I need to confirm this appointment, but
right. You
see it from the other end. You're like, okay, wow, this is a game changer.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. I love it so much. So what advice do you have, I guess, for offices that want to implement a PMS? Maybe they've never had one before. What do you think they should know before they get into something like that?
I think they should know Modenta will take care of them. I think that the biggest piece of advice that I have, as much as I love Modenta, as much as I would go out on the street and scream about us every day in dental intelligence, I think the biggest deal is looking for what fits your practice. Try to think, what do I want to get out of this? What work do I want to be easier? What do I want to really focus on growing in my practice? And where can I offload some stuff? And then, so you can look at the things that you want to offload and compare everything, see which program is going to fit my practice the best. 9 times out of 10, I'm hoping you're saying Modento, you know, but,
yeah, but it's a good, really, that's great advice to know, like, yeah, like, what are you trying to achieve with the software?
Yeah.
Right.
Are you really wanting to get every single piece off of everybody's shoulders? Or are you focusing mainly on confirmations? Are you focusing mainly on just basic communication? What am I trying to achieve? And I think when you can sit and answer that question, you can take those results, compare the different products that you might have available to you, and pick the best fit. And like I said, 9 times out of 10, I'm really hoping that Modento is the best fit, right? Because I think we really are 9 times out of 10. But I think that's the biggest deal. Find what's right for you. Get in there, get comfortable, give it some time to get used to it.
Yeah.
And
that's another thing. Back and enjoy. Give it time. You know, Everybody knows that every time you implement a new system, it takes time, especially a new software, right? That's why everybody has these PMSs that they've used since the dawn of time, because they just are afraid to change, right?
Right.
It's scary. It can be scary to implement a new system. So give it time as well. That's another great advice. Yeah.
It is. It is. We see a lot of people who will come in and they'll either switch to us, or we're the first PES that they've ever messed with, or they'll switch from one that they've been using for years. And then it'll be just a couple of days. They're like, well, I'm not sure about this. We may need to switch back. And I'm like, let us help you get situated. Then give us some time to show you how we can change your lives and how we can change your practice. And almost every time it's been, wow, you were right.
Yeah.
It just took a few days. It took us some time to get used to the logic, to understand what was happening behind the scenes. And then they're happy and everybody's comfortable and we're all ready to roll. So
yeah, really great. So good. Well, this is the last question we ask everybody, Tyler. And I know you're a little bit new to dentistry, but not new to Modento. But I like to hear this question for people who are not providers, because it means something different to everybody. So what does growth in dentistry mean to you?
Growth in dentistry. If I took it literally, I mean, like, it would mean how fast are my teeth growing daily? But, hopefully not fast, not at all. I'm very new to dentistry. My background is all in IT and systems engineering.
Yeah,
but seriously though, growth in dentistry, I think to me, it means growing opportunity in your community for people to be taken care of. And as somebody who I love helping people, whether it's with dental software, whether it's with computer problems, I'll help you move. I don't care. However I can help, I'm here to help you. And I think we exist to help these practices, whether it's to help them get, you know, back onto a great place financially, whether it's to help them get people in their practice. Maybe they're struggling to get people in their practice, or maybe it's just to make their lives easier. Maybe they're already a successful practice. There's just a lot of work that needs to be done and people are getting burnt out. We're helping them somehow. And I think growth in dentistry, it's the same to me as growth anywhere. I don't think you're growing unless you're helping people and growing yourself, and you're growing like a community where people can feel comfortable, people can feel taken care of, and people can feel, you know, for lack of a better term, people can feel loved. And I think if we can help you get to that point where your patients are feeling like, man, my dentist really loves me, they're taking care of me, then that I think is the best type of growth.
Ah, that was so well said. Well said. Well, this has been super fun. I'm sure 5 listeners think so too.
Your mom and dad and grandma.
Yep. Okay. Well, this has been Growth in Dentistry, a Dental Intelligence podcast. Special thanks to, again, our guest, Tyler Bram. You can find more information about Modento at modento.com. And that link will also be in our show notes. You can find other great information by visiting our webpage at dentalintel.com or growthindentistry.com. Thank you again for my lovely marketing department, Kat and Brittany, for all their work they're going to have to do on this podcast. And with that, I'm Katie Polson. Keep growing.